and stuff like that. Just and wheat, we've sold wheat. We made a lot of oats, but we didn't sell many of them because we'd keep them for the dairy cow feed and for the horses. I mean, for the mules. Of course, and corn. Oh yeah, you bet.
Oats.
Oats is real good. They're for. And I just tend to assume having to have corn for a mule when we were working them. And now a dairy cow will do good when you grind them. And we had about the first little old hammer mill that there was around in the county. Now, of course, as I said a while back, there's a lot of them got to using a hammer mill instead of a grist mill where the people used to take their stuff and get ground. But we had one of the long about the first ones. I know my granddad, I don't know what he used that little old motor for, but anyhow, it was a little wet engine that is a little two-cylinder outfit. And we pulled this hammer mill to grind oats with, and you could grind some corn on the cob, but not much. It wasn't good for that. It didn't do a good job. But now they oats make good feed for cows. You bet. For dairy cows, well, any of them as far as that goes. But now cows will milk oats and. And of course, we'd add cottonseed meal, and then we could get our, we'd take our corn to Leslie and get it ground, cob shuck and all. And you mix that and cottonseed meal and the oats that we'd ground and had a real good day feed.
Well, I guess you had a lot of trouble with weeds and stuff. Did you have a lot of weeds around?
Well, we had just about all kind, of course. If liking garden and truck patches, I would.
Yeah.
Well, now we had, of course, the old ragweed, you couldn't do nothing with it. But we'd have careless weeds, you know, they've always grown in good, rich, fertile places.
Careless weeds?
A careless weed. and we'd pull them in the lamb's quarter and feed it into the hogs. Boy, they'd eat them and it'd do them good too. And we'd carry we'd pull them out of the truck patches and the garden and all that stuff and feed those to the hogs. But now the ragweed.
What's the truck patch and a garden?
Man.
What's the difference between a truck patch and a garden?
Well, we referred to the truck patch, you see. That was the one that. Now, our garden was where the most of our canned foods come out.
Yeah.
This truck patch was another place for a cash crop. And in other words, we had our tomatoes there, our peas, and our corn. You know, you could sell roast ear corn and peas and. And of course, we used to sell a lot of green tomatoes and pinks, you know.
Did you ever sell
those little bitty ones? Tommy-toe
thing? Mm-hmm.
No, we never did fool it. What we always tried to have was a real early tomato. And of course, and I'd done that too after since I met. We'd sow our seed and early and get them out early. And get the early market then for those greens or pinks. And then about the